Before, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. COVID-19 outbreaks are on the rise this week, according to state health officials. CPR's Claire Cleveland reports.
Most of the outbreaks that have been reported are in K-12 schools and nursing homes. According to the weekly state data, there were 722 active COVID-19 outbreaks as of Wednesday, a total that was last seen in February. An outbreak is at least two confirmed cases linked to the same place or event. Officials say, compared with last week, schools reported 18 more virus outbreaks and nursing homes reported 13 more. Manufacturing facilities, offices, and restaurants also saw an increase in outbreaks. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
Governor Polis signed two mental health bills into law Thursday. Lieutenant Governor Diane Primavera says the bills go toward reimagining mental health care in Colorado.
With approximately 1 million people in Colorado in need of behavioral health services, Colorado must have a comprehensive system that puts people first.
One bill creates a new behavioral health administration, bringing various state agencies under one roof. The other addresses suicide prevention, intervention, and support for friends and families. Colorado farmers and ranchers are going into the spring and summer planting season with a lot of drought. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
A third of Colorado is extremely dry, and nearly 15% is in an exceptional drought, the most severe category from the U.S. Drought Monitor. It's unusual for so much land to be this dry in April. Les Owen with the Colorado Department of Agriculture says the conditions are extraordinarily concerning for farmers and ranchers.
Last year, during the critical growing times when we needed moisture, there just wasn't much in most areas of the state. So folks are already been punched in the gut pretty hard from drought.
In the 21-year history of the U.S. Drought Monitor, this April is in the top five driest for Colorado. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
Parts of the state have more rain and snow today. Then it's going to be a sunny weekend across Colorado. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.